This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
A news story from Japan, from one of the biggest newspapers in Japan. The story is that nearly half of LGBT graduates in Japan report having felt uncomfortable or having uncomfortable experiences during job interviews. Now, March is the time of year in Japan when major companies start their recruitment drive, seeking college students who will then graduate in 2020.
And a local company over there, Ribbit, has run a survey of LGBT students who are looking into getting into the workforce.
And what did the survey say? Well, the survey said that 40% of lesbian, gay and bisexual students and over 80% of transgender students said they were uncomfortable in their experiences which they had had in job interviews. So these are students that have been through that experience that these students are just beginning to go through this year. What are the issues? Well, some of the issues that the interviewers said were based upon assumptions from interviewers that applicants are all heterosexual. Of course they're not. Others said that interviewers were negative towards LGBT people. And many applicants were required to state their gender, either, I guess, in a binary form.
Assuming a lot of forms.
A lot of forms.
Tick MF and that's it.
It's a very stressful time when you're finishing up a degree and you're looking at what's going to be next in your career, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the head of Rebbit, who is Mika Yakushi, said assuming that job-seeking students are not LGBT could lead to harassment.
And this is also important because one of the findings was 78% of respondents did not come out as LGBT at work. So it's also a visibility issue and that degree of comfort that comes through there.
You know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I go into the office and I go in with my rainbow lanyard and I feel it's the most welcoming place that I've worked in a long time, and things have changed over 20 years. So what's the message for Japanese universities? Well, the head of Rebbit says universities need to support LGBT students in their job hunting.
Across to Malaysia now, where LGBT human rights groups have voiced concern over the latest anti-LGBT crackdown. The group says there has been an insidious government crackdown on the LGBT people in Malaysia. The collective of human rights groups, about six or seven of them, have said this came as out of the International Women's Day protest, which we brought to you, I think it was last week, where comments were made that the LGBT people shouldn't be marching as a part of the International Women's Day events. The human rights group has said the march itself and all the demands made during the gathering fully fall within the freedom of expression and peaceful assembly as guaranteed for all Malaysian citizens. The government doesn't seem to be playing by their own
rules.
And
there's been a police inquiry too. I mean, I think this goes against the other meme that we're seeing from the Malaysian government, which is very strongly anti-LGBT at the moment. Statements from the Prime Minister of Malaysia only a few months ago. He said that LGBT plus rights are part of Western values. And at the moment, we don't accept LGBT. But if they, the West, want to accept them, that's their business. But they shouldn't force it on us.
Now across to Thailand, where the tourism industry is hoping to get behind, ride the wave of success of the civil unions that are being proposed. So Thailand is on the verge of passing a same-sex civil partnership bill, and one of the nation's biggest industries, tourism, is paying close attention. They're amidst an election campaign. They're hoping that gay and lesbian couples with more rights will come and visit the country.
And so the LGBTI tourism industry has come behind this. And the interesting fact from this that they say is that over 1% of Thailand's gross domestic product is coming from LGBT tourism.
So directly, the whole economy, we're not talking 1% of tourism, we're saying 1% of their whole economy is coming from the pink dollar.
Yeah.
And that's actually a higher rate than many big countries, not necessarily in the dollar value, but in terms of a percentage of their GDP. It's higher than Germany, than France, than USA, Spain. They're kicking some goals there in Thailand, and hey, I don't mind a visit.
Well, they have some work to do, though, because according to the Spartacus Gay Travel Index, Thailand is way down, well, down at 47. It's in good company, though. It's with the US, Chile, Costa Rica, Croatia and Cuba.
So these are the most agreeable, the best places to travel, according to Spartacus.
According to a survey, yes.
Yes, so yeah, according to a survey.
They've got 14 different criteria, including civil rights, such as marriage equality, anti-discrimination laws, equal age of consent, past discrimination, any restrictions on people accessing the country, and ongoing threats to the queer community in the form of persecution, prison, or even the death penalty.
Can we be positive about this? Who came top?
It's a tie. Three-way tie. Canada, Portugal and Sweden.
Oh, it's always those bloody Canadians, I tell you. Justin Trudeau. That's fantastic. We love that. I'm off to Portugal later this year, so I love that even more. New Zealand.
Beat the Aussies, as usual.
Beat us.
Yes.
So they came in at number 4,
mm-hmm.
and we came in at number 28.
Wow.
So there's lots of people on four. That's why it sort of groups them together. So equal fourth, and we're equal 28th with Argentina, Andorra, Guadalupe, South Africa. South Africa, the best African country is South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a little more work to do in the area of anti-discrimination legislation, according to the survey. Who's on the bottom?
Chechnya. On their own.
Oh, dear. In brief, LGBT families and rights groups in Taiwan protested, urging an opposition party lawmaker to withdraw a homophobic draft bill from the legislature.
Over in the US, an openly gay mayor for Indiana. That's the word.
Like Indiana also, Jones.
Yes. And also a presidential candidate, Peter Buttigieg, is considering the longest of long shots for the presidency.
In Egypt, Egyptians were checked for pride flags at the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert.
And in New Zealand, the board and staff of ILGA, which is the International Lesbian and Gay Association, in Wellington for the World Conference, laid flowers at the city centre mosque and issued a statement of solidarity with the Muslim community in New Zealand and beyond. In recognition of the horrific events of last week in Christchurch, tonight we have decided to play positive songs from Kiwi artists. Rather than focusing on one evil person, we wish to celebrate all the wonderful things about New Zealand and its people.
And to kick that off, we're going with Stan Walker, who crosses both ponds, and with a new takeover.
This is Worldwide Wave.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.